You're listening to The World in My Eyes.
This is Renegade Talk Radio. Renegade Talk Radio.
Hello, Renegade Nation Atlanta, and welcome to another episode of The World in My Eyes, where I get the chance to share all those crazy voices in my head and what they say on a regular basis with each and every one of you. And we have spent such a great deal of time getting so very intimate with each other, but in case you're new to the program, I am the naughty mistress with the mostest, the melodic goddess, and the deviant diva, Naughty Nicole Delacroix. And before we jump into today's topic, I do want to remind all you naughty little listeners out there that the Renegade Talk Radio Network is growing every single day. We've got a brand new website, so make sure that you've got it bookmarked. And make sure you're checking out all the fascinating and provocative shows on our website. Don't forget, there's more great talk radio on its way to you, so make sure that you're checking back daily, because I promise you this, you do not want to miss what's coming up next. No, 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 you do not want to be left behind. And if you happen to need a break from the great talk radio on Renegade, well then don't forget to check out Sky Pilot Radio, playing the best music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, featuring the real Don Steele and MG Kelly daily. All right, let's jump into today's topic, my little heathens, because I can't wait. And on today's episode of The World in My Eyes, well, it has come to my attention that there is a group of liberal Hollywood celebrities who have been threatening a massive all-around Hollywood strike unless Donald Trump resigns. Well, now, the first thing that drew me to this story was that these fucktards are describing Hollywood as, and I quote, the base of the entire modern American culture. And these fucktwits are claiming that they speak on behalf of all humanity. Are you fucking kidding me? No, I'm dead serious. Now, before I make my commentary on any of this, I want to make sure that my dear sweet listeners out there have the whole story. So, let me finish the story for you. So, a spokesperson for this group has told the New York Times, and I'm guessing pretty much anybody who's stupid enough to listen to this fucktard, and I quote, "It's about time people understood that we're the ones with the power and that the president is there to serve us, not the other way around." They continued by stating, "We're calling for a general strike that would include every single person involved in making motion pictures in Hollywood, starting with the actors and celebrities themselves, and encompassing companies in charge of making props, movie memorabilia, and even souvenir shops." End quote. Now, the people that I saw listed as part of this nutbag group include Rosie O'Donnell, Deborah Messing, Ed Asner, and Michael Shannon, and a so-called list of dozens of artists, entertainers, and activists who have attached their names to an effort calling for a month-long protest to stop President-elect Donald Trump. These self-assigned normal Americans placed a full-page ad in the New York Times stating, and I quote, "No, in the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America," end quote, and, quote, "Donald Trump, the president-elect, is assembling a regime of grave danger," end quote. The group, which is, by the way, calling themselves Refuse Racism, goes on to say, and I quote again, "Millions of people in the U.S. and around the world are filled with deep anxiety, fear, and disgust. Our anguish is right and just. Our anger must now become massive resistance before Donald Trump is inaugurated and has the full reins of power in his hands," end quote. And when asked to elaborate on why the group is targeting Hollywood out of all the industries in the country as their bargaining chip, this spokesperson argued that Hollywood, and I quote, is simply put the base of the entire modern American culture. It is the foundation of the country, so to speak, the glue that's holding it together. And think about what happens when you destroy the foundation of a house. It comes crashing down, right? Well, that's exactly what's going to happen to America unless Donald Trump realizes how real the danger of that actually is and chooses to step down as president of his own free will. And while we're on the subject between you and me, nobody wants Hollywood to stop doing its thing, but this is a necessary move. And I end quote. And they go on to say more. Besides, it's not like the billionaire businessman turned president hasn't ventured into movies in his day, right? So he'll understand firsthand what's going to happen if Hollywood goes on strike. Without the work of Hollywood and the lifestyle promoted by it, there will literally be no more America to rule for Trump. Yeah, apparently these fucktwits haven't stepped outside of Los Angeles to realize that, guess what? There's 49 other fucking states, and nobody gives a flying fuck what you do in Hollywood. Oh, let me finish. I'm sorry. I know. I said I was going to give you the whole story. I'm sorry. Bad Nicole. Yeah. So in effect, it's not us that are going to force Donald Trump to resign his office. It's the people of America who are going to make him do it. Because the God's honest truth is, without Hollywood, there is no America. It's like trying to run Nazi Germany without Hitler at the forefront. It just becomes pointless. That's where our spokesperson has concluded. And this is the full story. Now, first off, I have a couple of points that I'm going to make, but I'm going to start with this one. First of all, anytime you have to compare your group to Nazi Germany without Hitler, you've already lost like 99.9% of the people on the face of the planet. All right. So now that you have the story in its entirety, now I'm going to give you my personal thoughts on it. And Renegade Nation, I'm going to try to play devil's advocate here. So let's try to hear both sides of the story. First off, celebrities are Americans too. Well, some of them are. And as such, do have the right to speak their minds. My ancestors, as well as many other people's ancestors, fought for their exact right to do that. Every American has the right to express their opinion. The thing is this. When I express my opinion, I don't have to purchase a full-paged ad to do so. And generally, I don't expect anyone to agree with my point of view. If they happen to, great. If they don't, that's okay too. Guess what? That's their right. I don't expect that anyone is going to be championing my crusade or taking up arms for something that I've said. I'm just talking and hoping that the people listening to me know that it's meant as entertainment. Two, and I cannot stress this one hardly enough. When the holy fuck did Hollywood become the center of modern American culture? Seriously, shouldn't somebody be checking into that? All right, we'll come back to that one. Three, if you haven't been on a highly rated show, or any show for that matter, in the past 12 months, then please, oh my God, please stop trying to buy yourself an extra 15 minutes. You look pathetic, and quite honestly, I'm ashamed for you. Just stop it. Seriously, I had to look a few of these fucktwads up, because why? I've never heard of any of them. So please, for the love of all things holy, stop elevating yourself to a sense of popularity. No one cares about you and your career is over, so please shut the fuck up. Four, and once again, I cannot stress this one enough. Do you people not remember the TV writer's strike from 2007? They had a very valid reason to strike. Writers weren't making as much money as they should be, and they went on strike. They weren't overprivileged millionaires trying to impose their beliefs upon the masses at large. No, they were trying to get fair pay for fair work. You want to punish people. Most of these people who live paycheck to paycheck while you sit in your fucking mansion and do nothing like you have for the past 3 years? Seriously? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you going to pay these people to strike for you? Because guess what? They are part of a union, and based on their union bylaws, they can't strike because they don't like who was voted into office. So guess what? If they strike, they lose their job. So they won't get paid. They probably won't have a job and most likely won't be able to pay their bills and live their life. But you celebrities, you have your big mansions. So I guess you're going to be taking them in and their families too, right? Yeah, I'm guessing not so much. 5, and not to burst your bubble, but most Americans live through the TV writers' strike, and guess what? Could give a good goddamn less about it. If you're not producing a new show, seriously, nobody gives a fuck. Now, if you happen to be on Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead, and they become affected, then we have a serious problem, and that's when I'm going to jump into it. But other than that, shut the fuck up. Now, I know many of you lovely little listeners out there are wondering what my exact thoughts on Meryl Streep's little speech at the Golden Globes are. And believe me, we're going to get into that in the next segment. That's right, my darlings, my dear sweet listeners. We're going to drop in on our sponsors and maybe check out a little bit of music. You're listening to The World in My Eyes. I am Naughty Nicole. This is Renegade Talk Radio Atlanta. So go and grab some righteous indignation and meet me back here after the break. Fellas, didn't get what you were hoping for from Santa Claus this year? Looking to add a little spice to things in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about an adventurous new adult toy or movie? Well, then we have an offer that you won't be able to resist. Go to toysforpleasure.vegas, and for a limited time, you'll get 20% off store-wide, and we'll even throw in free shipping for any order above $100. And no, we're not teasing. So check out toysforpleasure.vegas today and use special offer code BABE69 upon checkout and make sure all your adult fantasies come true with toysforpleasure.vegas today. Remember, use offer code BABE69, that's BABE69, to receive a 20% discount on your entire order. And give the gift that Santa forgot to give this year. And welcome back, my Renegade Nation. If you're just tuning in, where the hell have you been? This is still The World in My Eyes, and I am still the very naughty Nicole. And today, we're talking all things vacuous and celebrity strikes, with some commentary and, of course, how can we have a show about celebrities sharing their opinions that nobody has ever asked for and not bring up the elephant in the fucking room? Now, I want to start this by saying that I, for one, think that Meryl Streep is an incredibly talented actress, and for many years, I have looked up to her. Unfortunately, that delusion was shattered on January 8, 2017, when Miss Streep proceeded to accept her award for a lifelong achievement in her given profession by using her time in which she should have been thanking the people in her life that helped her achieve this goal, and instead of doing thank yous, used this time as a pulpit in which to preach to the public at large. Now, in case you missed it, I'm going to go ahead and quote Miss Streep's speech for you, so at least you know what was said. So, here is Miss Streep's speech, and I do quote. She, of course, started with, "Please sit down. Thank you. I love you all. You'll have to forgive me. I've lost my voice in screaming and lamentation this weekend, and I've lost my mind sometime earlier this year, so I have to read. Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press. Just to pick up on what Hugh Laurie said, you and all of us in this room really belong to the most vilified segments in American society right now. Think about it. Hollywood, foreigners, and the press. But who are we? And what is Hollywood anyway? It's just a bunch of people from other places. I was born and raised and educated in the public schools of New Jersey. Viola was born in a sharecropper's cabin in South Carolina, came up in Central Falls, Rhode Island. Sarah Paulson was born in Florida, raised by a single mom in Brooklyn. Sarah Jessica Parker was one of seven or eight kids in Ohio. Amy Adams was born in Vicenza, Italy, and Natalie Portman was born in Jerusalem. Where are their birth certificates? And the beautiful Ruth Nega was born in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and raised in London. No, in Ireland, I do believe, and she's here nominated for playing a girl in small town Virginia. Ryan Gosling, like all of the nicest people, is Canadian, and Dev Patel was born in Kenya, raised in London. And is here playing an Indian raised in Tasmania. So Hollywood is crawling with outsiders and foreigners, and if we kick them all out, you'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts. They gave me 3 seconds to say this, so an actor's only job is to enter the lives of people who are different from us and let you feel what that feels like. And there were many, many, many powerful performances this year that did exactly that. Breathtaking, compassionate work. But there was one performance this year that stunned me. It sank its hooks in my heart, not because it was good. There was nothing good about it. But it was effective and it did its job. It made its intended audience laugh and show their teeth. It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter, someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back. It kind of broke my heart when I saw it, and I still can't get it out of my head because it wasn't in a movie. It was real life. And this instinct to humiliate, when it's modeled by someone in the public platform, by someone powerful, it filters down into everybody's life, because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing. Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. And when the powerful use their position to bully others, we all lose. Okay, go on with it. Okay, this brings me to the press. We need the principled press to hold power to account, to call him on the carpet for every outrage. That's why our founders enshrined the press and its freedoms in the Constitution. So I only ask the famously well-heeled Hollywood foreign press and all of us in our community to join me in supporting the Committee to Protect Journalists, because we're going to need them going forward, and they'll need us to safeguard the truth. One more thing. Once when I was standing around on the set one day, whining about something, you know, we were going to work through supper or the long hours or whatever, Tommy Lee Jones said to me, "Isn't it such a privilege, Meryl, just to be an actor?" Yeah, it is. And we have to remind each other of the privilege and the responsibility of the act of empathy. We should all be proud of the work Hollywood honors here tonight. As my friend, the dear departed Princess Leia, said to me once, "Take your broken heart, make it into art." Now, these were passionate words, and some of which I can sympathize and even understand. What I don't understand, though, is this. What place does it have in an awards show that was created to celebrate dressing up and pretending to be someone else? What place does it have when you are saying these words wearing an outfit that costs more than what an average American makes? And what place does it have in helping to heal the wrongs in this country and teach people to be kinder to one another? The short answer is this. It doesn't. So I decided that since my show is actually about things I think about and things I think need to be said, I'm going to use my time to say something that perhaps the Hollywood celebrities don't understand. And I hope you agree with me, Renegade Nation, because I think those of us that do the majority of the living and the dying in this country are fed up with the top 1% people telling us how we should think or feel. So here goes. Dear Hollywood celebrities, thank you for the entertainment that you bring into my life. I thank you for your ability to transport my troubles and stress for the times I watch your work. Some of you are great eye candy, and some of you can deliver a line with such conviction and honesty that you can actually bring me to tears. And for this, I thank you. Some of you make me laugh so hard my sides ache. Some of you can scare the living crap out of me, but there's one thing that each and every one of you has in common. You are in this world to entertain. That's it. You make your living pretending to be someone else, dressing up much like a child does, and you live in a world of make-believe in front of a camera. Your existence in this world depends entirely on the public's patronage, so we really don't care where you stand on the issues. In fact, since no one has actually asked you for your views, please don't offer them up. Because, and I hate to be the one that breaks this to you, but your take on matters and beliefs matter far less to me than that of a prepubescent teen riddled with angst. And I know that this concerns you, but I'm going to tell you why. Because, you see, you aren't real. See, when I turn off my television, shut down my computer, or walk out of a movie theater, you cease to exist in my world. Once I'm done being entertained by you, I simply put you back into your little box until I want you to entertain me again. I don't really care that you don't like Mr. Trump. You've forgotten the cardinal rule. Don't answer a question that nobody has asked of you. But I'm guessing that you probably looked really, really great getting all worked up over something that no one gives one-tenth of a shit about. Your opinion. And I think it's really cute that you think everyone gives a rat's ass about you saying you're going to leave this country if Mr. Trump is elected. See, there were like, what, 30 of you that said that? And I think like 30 of you didn't leave? So really, you're like a teenager who's threatening to move out. Here's your suitcase. Go on. Go. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. Ah, that's what we thought. You'll stay. And why is that? Well, that's because America is the only country in the world that gives you that false, inflated sense of worth that you guys have been banking on. So, to help you celebrities out, I've come up with a short little list of rules that will help you understand what Americans really do want from you. Now, these aren't in any particular order, but labeling them all one would just confuse you. So, I instituted a numbering system, but please bear in mind that it's really just to differentiate them from one another. Okay, so rule number one. Do not answer a question that hasn't been asked of you. What this means is, don't offer up an opinion if you're not on a show for that subject. For example, if you're on Real Time with Bill Maher, then you can talk politics. If you're on the Graham Norton show, be funny and tell amusing anecdotes. Don't confuse the shows. It makes you look like an entitled douchebag. Rule number two. Do not talk about poverty while wearing anything that costs more than $1,000 retail, regardless of whether you received it as a gift or not. If you're wearing more than $1,000 worth of anything, this is not a time to bring up poverty. You look vapid and out of touch. In fact, let's elaborate on this rule just a little bit more. If you're wearing an outfit, jewelry, or driving a car that's more than I make in a year, you shouldn't be commenting on anything that poor people do. You've never lived paycheck to paycheck, so stop commenting for those of us that do. Shut the fuck up. Rule number three. Unless your job is to mock politics or you're at a political rally, do not offer your opinion on who should be in a position of power. Just like we don't tell you that celebrity A should be sent out to pasture, you need to keep your personal opinions to yourself. Unless you're a comedian, because we don't take you seriously anyways at that point. Rule number four. When you do not get your way, please, oh for God's sakes, please do not talk about striking. Seriously. Most of you don't work 40 hours a week for a paycheck that barely covers the bills day in and day out. Most of you barely work 1 month out of the year, so stop telling hardworking people what to fucking do. Shut the fuck up. Rule number five. If you have not been on television, in a movie, or released a song, or whatnot, whatever you do, in more than 7 months, please do not jump into the limelight for attention. You've missed your window, and we've moved on. Go crawl back under that rock that you were hiding under for 7 months, because we're not interested any longer. Shut the fuck up. Rule number six. if you are desperately clutching that last 15 minutes of fame, then for the love of all things holy, keep your fucking mouth shut. Dance, monkey, dance. We'll throw nickels at you, but keep your trap shut. Much like a hooker, perform. There's no kissing in this. Now, I'm going to end my little tirade here with logic from at least one celebrity that I can get behind, Mark Wahlberg, who said, and I quote, they may buy your CD or watch your movie, but you don't put food on their table. You don't pay their bills. A lot of Hollywood is living in a bubble. They're pretty out of touch with the common person, the everyday guy out there providing for their family. Well said, Mr. Wahlberg. Well said. And with that, we've come to the end of our episode, and I do thank you for joining me today. I hope you step outside your bubble and make sure to reach out to me, because I would love to hear from you. You can find me at my website, www.nicole-delacroix.com, or on Twitter at Nicole Delacroix. That's our time for today, and I want to thank you for joining me here on Renegade Talk Radio Atlanta, and don't forget to tune in next time. Until then, remember the wise and immortal words, and quite appropriate for this subject, of Rachel Wolchin. Maturing is realizing how many things don't require your commentary. See you next time, my precious little heathens. See you next time.
We don't sugarcoat shit.